We're talking about that word saved, how it's a biblical word, how it's used in the, Jesus used it himself. Luke, how many got Luke 19? How many remember that little guy named Zacchaeus? He climbed up a tree to see, a sycamore tree to see Jesus. How many remember that? Okay, well, Jesus coming, and Jesus leads Zacchaeus to Christ. Look at verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, are you in Luke 19, 9 with me? Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house. Man, Zacchaeus got saved and a bunch of his family. Amen? For as much as he is also the son of Abraham. Wow. Who was Abraham? He was the father of the Jews. But in Romans 4:16, you that took the Romans class, you learned that Abraham was the father of our faith. Are you with me? Now watch. Look at verse 10. For the Son of Man, that's Jesus, is come to seek and to what? Save them which were lost. Was lost. And so Jesus said, hey, this is the whole reason I came, Zacchaeus. You were lost, and all the world's lost, and they need to realize they're lost, and then they can be saved. And you got to be saved to get to heaven. Amen? And so, measuring the church by the Bible, the first thing you want as a qualification as a member of your church is they must be a saved member, a saved person. They must have put faith in Christ Jesus as their Savior. Amen? See what it said there? Salvation has come to thy house, verse 9 there. Salvation. That's what Christ came to give, salvation to all people. And so look at the next big headline. We need to know whether or not we're saved. How many see that on your paper? We're almost in the middle now. Listen, we cannot be saved until we first realize we're condemned sinners. Look at John 3:18. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. You're lost. If you've never trusted on Christ, you're condemned. Because he had not believed in the name of the Holy Begotten Son of God. And this is condemned, and this is the condemnation. The light is coming to the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. And so Jesus said, all people are condemned. I don't care how nice they are. They could be the nicest person in the world. If they've not been saved, they're condemned. They're one heartbeat from hell. A lot of times, and boy, the devil uses this to tweak our minds. Like, we'll see people, man, those people are real nice people. There's not an urgency to talk to them. They're real nice, you know. But that's, being real nice doesn't have nothing to do with it. Bad people go to heaven. Evil people, bad people go to heaven, good people go to hell. You say, wow, that don't make sense. Well, all people are bad. The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one. For all sin and come short of the glory of God. But it's those people that see they're bad. It's those people that recognize they're lost. See, just come up and saying a prayer doesn't get you to heaven. Shaking the preacher's hand doesn't get you to heaven. Getting baptized don't get you to heaven. You know, a lot of people have a lot of false beliefs about how they get to heaven. Right. I've had a lot of people down through my ministry. I've been in the ministry now for like 27 years, I think, somewhere in there, since 1980, whatever how that works out. And quite a while. That's more than that. Anyways, 28 years, somewhere in there. Whatever. They'll come down and they'll say a prayer, but they're really worried about their marriage. Or maybe they're underneath a lot of pressure financially. Oh, God, save me from this. Well, they're not even worried about their soul. They're worried about their bankroll. They're not worried about their soul. They're worried about their marriage. Or, God, please save me. I've got cancer. They're not worried about their soul. They're just worried about not getting cancer. How many are with me? I'm using that as illustrations. When a person really gets saved, they realize that they're lost, that Jesus died for them and their sins, that he arose at their day, and that he took their place on Calvary. They say, yes, I'll take you as my Savior. I want to take you as my Savior. He's a gift. Salvation can't be worked for. It's a gift of God, not of works. A lot of people, there's a lot of churches teach you got to work. You got to hold on. There's holiness churches and all kinds of things. And by the way, there's like, I'll name a few, and don't you get mad at me, because I got good friends in some of these. The Nazarene people, good people. I used to be good friends with a Nazarene preacher that was here when I first moved here, Brother Josh. Great guy. And I tell you right now, Josh, he was saved. I knew Josh, he was saved. But see, they believe you could lose your salvation. Well, a lot of times people don't realize, you know, Josh never was just taught right. He got saved. He couldn't go to hell. He tried to, but he didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? And I said, Josh, God saved you forever. You know, because here's what you got to worry about. People that in those kind of denominations, I really believe there's some innocent people that are really saved. But then there are some people, Brother Rod, that I believe they're actually thinking, I'm going to live good enough to make it to heaven. Right. And I'm going to tell you right now, none of us are holy enough to get to heaven. Right. James said, if you fall on one commandment, you fall on all. But you know how many people ever kept the Ten Commandments completely? Only Jesus. So Jesus said, if you fail on one, you fail. So how many people have failed? Oh, I mean, they might really live good, wholesome lives, but that doesn't save you. Now God, and I'm going to preach that, God does want us to have holiness. God does want us to have righteousness. He said, as he's called you holy, you be holy too. He does want us to do that. Please don't misunderstand me. But I'm not counting on my holiness, my goodness, my righteousness to get me to heaven, what I'm trying to show you. Because I have no righteousness of my own other than what Christ has imputed to me. Romans 4:8 says, blessed is the man. Romans 4:8 says this, blessed is the man to whom God will not impute sin. When you get saved, God doesn't. That word impute means charge. See, the lawyer brings up a charge against you. Amen. Well, Jesus, our defense lawyer, he says, no, you can't do that. I've already taken care of that. And so, praise God, we've been given the righteousness. And it talks about that in Revelation 19 at the marriage supper lamb. I think Josh had this a few weeks ago. They were given, and the robes are the righteousness of the saints, Revelation 19. Remember that when Josh was teaching Revelation? That we're given, in the white robe, angel sing the story. A sinner has come home, we sing those songs. Are you with me? Amen. The very moment I trusted Christ as my Savior, I knew I was lost going to hell. See, in the preacher's office back in 1968, Tammy, I just knew I was a kid with a black leather jacket that was off the streets. I knew I wasn't like those other people. I knew those people were a lot better than me. I asked Christ to sing, but I really, you know, and God bless my pastor Milton, he was concerned for my soul. And I believe because I did say that false profession, that led later for me to get to real thing, because I got to church. Amen? So I know all about false professions. I made one. I asked for religion first before I got saved. Hello? Yeah. See, I knew that the street kid needed something. So I thought, well, I must be religion. So I bought my head up in the back room. Of course, the preacher was right there. I said, man, I got to get this guy off my shirt, you know. And, dude, God save me. Okay? That didn't save me.
later, about a year later, I was reading the Bible, and I said, oh, my lands, I'm going to die and go to hell. And all he prayed in the church, all he went to, did it. They thought I was going to be an upcoming candidate off the street. They were heralding me before I was even saved. I was a better non-Christian than some of those Christians.
Yeah. Hello? And then I really got saved. And so what I'm saying is this. If you're here today, and by the way, poor Rosie, my wife, she dealt with this. Because it wasn't hard for me to realize I was a scumbag. I know where I came from. Rosie grew up in church. Rosie's always been this nice. Actually, Rosie's more corrupt because she's been with me. She was even nicer when I first met her. Some of my corruptness wore off on her, Brent. She was, believe it or not, she was even better than what she really is. But she asked the Lord to save her a lot of times when she was young, and she just couldn't get that settled. And then one day, about a few years after we were married, she finally said, "That's it. And she got down and said, "Lord, I need you as my Savior. I'm not worried about religion. I'm not worried about my mom and dad. I'm not worried about my husband, Rich. I just want you to save my soul. I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to be left behind in the rapture." And she asked God to save her. So I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot of Christians that struggle with their salvation. Are you with me? And the Bible clearly teaches that we're sinners. Everybody's condemned. We all have B.O. We all have spiritual B.O. We all sin. Amen? None righteous, no, not one. Look down, let's go down farther. Now, I'm not going to be able to go over all these Bible verses, but you've got them on your paper, okay? Well, look at what the next one says. We should be able to identify the time and place where we were saved. The Apostle Paul could. How many see that I'm about almost right in the middle now? How many are with me on the... Are you with me, class? Because I want you to see this. Look at Acts chapter 9. Look at Acts chapter 9. This is where Paul gets saved. Acts is right before Romans, right after John. Acts 9. Remember Paul? He was in Acts 7, 58, Paul was there, and he killed the first martyr, Stephen. Remember that? Yeah, the bell just rang, but we got another bell yet. We still got 10 minutes. We got at least 8 minutes. But notice Acts chapter 9. Look at in Acts chapter 9, look at verse 1. And Saul, and we know that word Saul, you know his name was changed to Paul afterwards. And Josh, the reason he was changed, he used to take the Romans class. The reason God changed Saul's name to Paul was because Paul was sent to the Gentiles. He was a chosen vessel to the Gentiles, Acts 9:15. And when you study Acts 13 or 14 right in there, the first Gentile convert, Josh, that Paul led to Christ, his name was Sergius Paulus. And then the moment he leads that man to Christ, it says, "And then Paul." And God changed his name to Saul to Paul to remind him that he was always sent to the Gentiles as a memorial that he was sent to the Gentiles. And but Saul, who we know as Apostle Paul, breathing out threatening slaughters against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest. He's getting warrants to put Christians in jail. And he desired letters, that's warrants, to Damascus, to the synagogues. If he found any on the way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. By the way, he was ruthless. He killed Christians. And he was there. They killed Stephen right at his own feet. They said there was a young man named Saul there that he died at his feet. And as he journeyed, he came and, by the way, Paul saw Stephen look up to Christ. He saw that. No doubt it pricked his heart. And in verse 4, on the way he's on the road to Damascus to put Christians in jail, he fell onto the earth and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" How many see that? And the Lord, what will have thee to do? And the Lord said, "Arise and go to the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." Paul gets saved there in verse 5 and 6. Paul gets saved, and then, of course, he goes, and Ananias, another man, comes to him. He gets his sight. He's blind for a few days. But what I want you to see is this. So he was going down this road to Damascus, and a light shone. Are you with me? Now, turn with me. That's Paul's, the day he got saved. Look at Acts chapter 22. Look at Acts 22, verses 1 through 10, and then I'll stop on this part right here. Men and brethren, fathers, I'm in Acts 22. How many got Acts 22, 1? "Hear ye my defense, which I make unto you." And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue, they kept the more silence. And he said, "I am verily a man which am Jew, born in Tarshish, city of Cilicia, yet brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of thy fathers, and was zealous towards God, as you all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivered the prisoners, both men and women. And also the high priest does bear witness of all the state of the elders, which were received letters from the brethren. I went to Damascus," verse 5. I was going to Damascus, verse 5, "to bring them, and they're bound unto Jerusalem to be punished." Look at verse 6. "It came to pass," and it always does, doesn't it, "that as I made my journey and was come nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light around about me, and I fell unto the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And how many see that? What's he doing? Look up here, and I'll pick this up next week. What's he doing here? He's telling them where and how he got saved. Now we're gonna finish this next week, and we'll start lesson two, because I know I can finish this next week. Plus, we'll go into lesson two. But amen. Amen. What I want you to know is this. People should know how they got saved, where they got saved, why they got saved. I couldn't tell you the date. I cannot tell you the date I got saved, other than I know it was in 1969. When Rose and I first got married, we lived at 1034 and a half Sherman Street, and we lived there. We got married in June 28th, and I think we lived until November, Grandma. We had about 6 months that we lived there. I bought a dog, a Labrador Retriever, a honeymoon, and a puppy, and the lady said, "You can't have that dog." I said, "I didn't know that." So you either have to go where the dog goes. We left. I went and got another apartment, another house. So anyways, dog was too important. But one thing I do know, Jack, I know I got saved. It was nighttime. I think it was right at the end of, I think, I believe it was in that month of October. It seemed to me like it was near Halloween. And, 1960, I know for sure, I know where I got saved at. I got saved at 1034 and a half Sherman Street. I knelt down for an old green couch, which only paid $110 with all the lamps and everything. I know it was in 1969, and I believe it was in the month of October. I don't know, and I think it was at the latter part of October. I don't know the date, and I really don't know the exact time, other than I know it was nighttime. Dark, wait, midnight, right in that area. And, I could take you back. Matter of fact, sometimes I go by there, too. I'll drive by Sherman Street, the old, it's all battered down. When I think about how I got saved after, it just drills my heart. I almost want to take that place and buy it and put it somewhere I can always work. This is where I got saved, amen? Just like I was, like you were born, like little Lukey was born in Robinson Hospital.
His birth certificate says, born in Ravenna, Ohio. You ought to have a spiritual certificate. You ought to know where you were saved at. I'll talk to you more about it next week. We're going to do a little homework, and we'll send that back with you next week, and then we'll go to lesson two. This is an exciting thing. Make sure you know you're saved, because Jesus emphasized being saved so much. That's why he came. He came to seek and to save them which are lost. Luke 19:10. Father, thank you for the time we've had to study in the Bible. Pray you'll bless the upcoming preaching message and the singing. And Lord, I pray if there's anyone here that's never really realized they were lost and realized they needed to be saved, Father, I pray with all my heart that they would get saved and trust Christ as their Savior today. Before we leave, no one looking around, how many could say, Pastor, I know for sure I can take you back to that very place I got saved. I know if I died, I know for 100% sure I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I know for sure 100%. Thank you. You may put them down. Is there anyone today that say, Preacher, would you pray for me? I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven, and I am concerned. Just put your hand and put it back down. Pray for me. I'm concerned about missing out on heaven. Anyone like that today? Just raise your hand, put it back down. I'm not sure. Pastor, I'm not really sure. Pray for me. Include me in that prayer. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for the professions of faith in my class. I pray every person here will be in heaven, Father. And Lord, if there's someone there that doesn't know you, Lord, I'm thankful for the overwhelming hands that went up. Matter of fact, I don't know of anyone that weren't. Father, I just pray if there is, though, that you would reveal it and show them just like you did me and Rosie. And Father, and like you did reveal it to Apostle Paul, how you need to be saved. And may we see people saved from this Bible study and people grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless Dakota, Lord. Please help a Dakota to breathe. Be with those families that just lost loved ones. God, help them. And Lord, I think about Jeannie and Eddie Wilson. Lord, Jeannie, every day in that hospital. Oh, dear God, I've already prayed for her once this morning. Father, Lord, it's just got to be, her body's got to be so exhausting with the stress and the anxiety and just staying in that hospital day and night. Dear God, give her a special grace and bless Eddie and even Levi, Lord, because he's away from his mom and dad a lot now. Lord, just bless the whole family, I pray. In Christ's name, amen. All righty, we'll break for 5 minutes.